Bruce Willis's movie is just one of the new releases tackled by the critics this week. Here's our regular digest of what the critics are saying. Mark Jordan Legan has Slate's summary judgment.
First up in wide release is the computer-animated family film Robots. It's the latest release from Blue Sky Studios, the makers of Ice Age, and it features vocal work by Ewan McGregor, Halle Berry, Mel Brooks, and Robin Williams. It tells the story of a world populated by nothing but mechanical beings. Please insert your own White House joke here.
Excuse me, I wonder if you... I wonder if you could... could you direct me to Big Weld Industrial?
What?
Perfect. That'll be $50.
$50 for what?
A beautiful picture of your first moment in Robot City.
There,
I've captured your second moment. That's another $50. Are you keeping track?
The nation's critics all praise the amazing visuals, but many complain about the welded-together story. Even with the occasional dent, Robots emerges as a compelling bit of comic clockwork, says the Chicago Tribune. The New York Times clangs it's a reminder that when it comes to innovative animated entertainment for all ages, there is Pixar, there is Japan, and there is everybody else. And finally, Variety thinks that despite a script with more secondhand parts than many of its title characters, Robots inspires sufficient wonderment to impress as spectacle. Next up also in wide release is writer-director Mike Binder's The Upside of Anger. This comic drama focuses on a suburban mother of four teenage daughters who's struggling to deal with the sudden departure of her husband. It stars Joan Allen and Kevin Costner as a romantically inclined neighbor.
I get it, okay? I know who I am for you. I'm this guy that you sit and you drink and you talk with.
Hey, come on!
Hey, can that horn now! Jeez!
Not bad.
Overall, the critics focus only on the upside of this movie, especially the sterling work of Allen and Costner. Entertainment Weekly gushes that Costner and Allen show you what it means not to just play a role, but to inhabit it. Richard Roper of Ebert and Roper raves, Costner is funny and sincere, and Joan Allen brings home the kind of performance that wins awards. Rolling Stone calls it fiercely funny, but the New York Times weighs in on the downside by complaining The Upside of Anger is a deeply flawed attempt to marry midlife romantic comedy with domestic farce. And finally, also opening wide, is the Bruce Willis thriller Hostage. This time around, Willis plays an LAPD hostage negotiator who leaves the big city after one of his negotiations goes terribly wrong. He then settles in a small town. His daughter is kidnapped and, well, you know.
Come on, Tommy, pick it up.
Well, most of the critics around the nation felt like they were tied to a chair themselves. Even though the LA Times says Hostage exemplifies taut, confident filmmaking, Entertainment Weekly warns of a climax of boggling, bloody too-muchness, and the Village Voice basically tears up the ransom note and shouts that Hostage is a steaming pile of siege cliches and screaming unlikelihoods. Oh, Bruce, did you learn nothing from all those diehard movies? You can't run from trouble. Trouble will find you. Trouble is your middle name. When trouble is allowed one phone call, it calls you. Trouble and Bruce sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I. Well, you get the idea.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles. More to come on Day to Day from NPR News.